This week on All My Children, who's a bigger jackass, Kanye West or Ryan Lavery?
Who's more of a bloody mess, Lady Gaga or All My Children?
What's sadder, the news about Patrick Swayze or the state of daytime television?
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
This is Prime Fox.
Oh my God, I have the greatest idea. Let's go to Biting White and let's pull some of their biggies. It'll be fabulous, fabulous.
We'll have
He's
a storyline.
He's a freaking idiot. He's so entranced by the sounds of his own voice. And yes, I mean you, Brian Franz. I don't care if you're my Facebook friend or not.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
We watch so you don't have to. So I'm going to tell you what happens in this particular story.
But I'm telling you right now, if you want me to continue doing it, you better be going into the pen pal and sending me some money because I can't take this anymore.
It's PayPal.
PayPal, whatever.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
He deserves to be fired. Homeless.
Suck it, Brian.
Suck it, Brian Franz.
I see. I can see. I can see.
She was good.
She was good, but it was just so corny. I can see. Stop moving because if you move, it gets a little bit blurry. I can see.
Well, here, I'm so over it, all of it. Just be done with it already.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending September 18th, 2009.
A very sad week.
A date that will be forever emblazoned in Jordan's brain.
It was the last day of my guiding light.
I actually watched it.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
I liked it.
You know, I miss all you guys. Do you miss us?
Too.
Is anybody still listening?
Listen.
I think they forgot
not.
About us.
I don't blame them. It's my fault. Listen, Terry sent me a really beautiful message.
What'd she say?
She basically said that she is so understanding of my needs to take time right now. Because as most of you probably know that listen to us regularly, I had twins. I gave birth to a boy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
Twins in June. On June 4th, 2009.
They're getting big.
And it's been a lot for me. I'm a first time mommy. And it's very hard for me, you know, to get in the time to watch the show, let alone an hour, you know, where I can leave the twins with Carlos, you know, to do the podcast. Or it's actually more than an hour. It's like 3 or 4 hours by the time everything's done and put together and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry writes me a note. And she says, you know, Ashley, and we all understand you need to take time and blah, blah, blah. But I really do miss hearing your voice. You know, I have to admit, I really miss hearing you and Jordan's voice every week on the podcast.
I miss doing the show, too. I miss
know.
All of you guys. I think we're losing them. I don't think anybody's listening anymore.
I don't blame them. That's what happens.
I feel like I didn't lie. Oh, my God.
A blaze of glory. No. Oh, Nami.
Well, the Daily News and the Post today, I saw they both gave it like thumbs up. They said that they thought Guiding Light went out really good. But, you know, again, these are people that don't really watch soap operas. They probably tuned into the last episode. I got to tell you, because I'm sure there's some Guiding Light fans that were not happy. I, as somebody who's been watching Guiding Light off and on, more on than off over the last 30 years, I can say without a doubt, yes, I was a little wee lad when I discovered Guiding Light.
He wasn't that wee.
I was very wee. Let me tell you, girl, I started watching daytime TV when I was a baby. I told you this. My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
I know, but you're more than 30 years old, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be telling people that. Don't be telling people my age.
Sorry.
I am not that old.
He's not that old. He's gorgeous, too.
And I look half my age.
He actually does. That's
I do. I know.
He looks so young.
I know, but then all these young boys are hitting on me, and
yeah.
I have nothing. The minute I go Britney, and they go, Britney who? They don't even know who Britney Spears is anymore.
Oh,
that's how young these kids are. They're like, Britney who? It's all about Lady Gaga, girl. And I live for Lady Gaga.
He wants a relationship like Kyle wants a relationship.
No, I want a relationship with Kyle.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, we can't even get into that. We can't even get into that.
Not yet.
Guiding Light, for those of you who don't know, this was the last week, and I gotta tell you, they went out in a blaze of glory. This last week was so intense. Monday through Thursday was so emotional that by the time Friday came, Friday was very Little House on the Prairie because you saw it. You said you loved it. You thought it was very nice. Everybody was. Tell them what your mammy said.
Who?
The lady who helps you with the kids.
She ain't my nanny, first of all. Her name is Princess. She lives in the hood.
In
our neighborhood, not in the hood, our neighborhood. and which is kind of a hood when you think about it.
Yeah.
But she she's so funny because she's watching the show, and I make her watch all the daytime television with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so it's kind of funny. She's like, "But wait a minute, didn't he take her baby?" And then so anyway, she was watching, and she said, "This is the last show," and I said, "Yeah," and she goes, "Oh, that explains everyone's too happy."
And it was, and you know, and I needed that because this week, Monday through Thursday, was so riveting and emotional with so many twists and turns. And they didn't end it in a way that, like it wasn't like one of those kind of corny Hallmark movies or something where everything gets tied up at the end. It ended in a way that it was a transition, and that's what they were going for. They wanted you to feel that that one chapter had ended. And another chapter began.
Agreed.
Just like One Life to Live this week, where the drug storyline ends, but immediately you're blazing into another storyline without a moment's break.
I have one criticism.
About what?
He looked at me with daggers.
No, about what? Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't like last episode.
Oh, go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yes. you told me that, what, you didn't like that.
Yes.
She said she didn't need it. She said she didn't need it.
Okay, so Jordan was explaining to me, because I did not watch Guiding Light. So for all you ever do or did not watch Guiding Light, is it Josh and Reva?
Yes, Josh and Reva
are sort of like the Tad and Dixie of Guiding Light. And so for them not to end up together in the last episode would have been shameful. And I thought in the middle of the episode, Josh says to Reva, "I'm not ready to be with you right yet. I'm not ready to marry you right now. But in 1 year, I'm going to be back. And if you want to be married to me, then you meet me at the lighthouse." And I've never even watched the show more than 3 times, and I was crying. I thought it was so beautiful. I'm getting chills right now.
Those two have so much chemistry, you don't know.
So much chemistry. And he is so amazing. You look at him and his eyes are warm for her. He's amazing.
He's brilliant. He's like, I've always felt like he's lived in her shadow because she's like a force of nature, Kim Zimmer.
Yeah.
And so everything's always, you know, like, but he is so the rock. You know,
he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So they said this, and I thought, what an amazing and brave way to end this storyline. Because you know that your brain starts working about that reunion that's going to happen in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And how amazing it's going to be. And for me, I didn't need the actual quote-unquote reunion, because they go to 1 year later.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the reunion didn't live up to what my imagination thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like they should have ended that right there, and that would have been a beautiful, perfect way. The viewer would know that they were going to end up together, but that it was realistic and they needed their time, and they would create this amazing thing in their head.
Yeah, but see, what you don't know, though, is that, we needed to see that, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because her husband, who she thinks is dead, because the reason she couldn't be with Josh is that she just lost her husband, that little boy she had with her at the end,
yes,
that's Jeffrey's son. And she thinks Jeffrey's dead, but Jeffrey is not dead. Jeffrey is still alive and trying to hunt down Edmund, who is threatening Reva and her family. So in order for Edmund to leave Reva alone, he made Jeffrey promise that he would never go back to Reva or Springfield and let her know that he's alive. So see, in that year, there's the possibility that Jeffrey might have really caught Edmund and like got back with Reva. So we needed to see that Reva moved on. Obviously, Jeffrey's still chasing Edmund.
Yeah, but she didn't mention it when it was 1 year later. It didn't get talked about.
No, that's what I'm saying. But see, as viewers, we need to know that she's more. Because right now, even if Jeffrey came back a year later,
we knew she was going to be moved on.
No, because look, a year. No, because he might have come back. But what I'm saying, see, this is why I'm.
But they came back. They didn't say he didn't come back.
I know.
So who cares?
But listen, but we wouldn't know that. Now we know, because I'm gonna let me finish my thought.
Go.
This is my thought. What's going to happen, right, is that the show, they want the executive producer and writers wanted us to feel like the show is continuing even though we won't be seen, which I love. And the thing is that even now, a year later, let's say that Jeffrey would have pulled up right behind Reva and Josh. Reva's had a year to mourn Jeffrey, and she's realized that Josh is the love of her life. She would not go back to Jeffrey now. You know why? Because, A, he lied to her and made her think that he was dead.
But was she married to him?
Yeah.
She would be a bigamist. If he was still alive and she married Josh.
That's a soap opera. See? That's what I'm saying. Like, got it. That's why it's so beautiful, because I loved it. I thought it was great. They killed off Alan Spaulding on Tuesday,
a lot of viewers embraced that idea.
Yes, it was. You know what? Because it was a transition. That's like killing off Adam. This is why I think it would have been better for them to kill off Adam than Stewart, because that would have made more of an impact. That would have given you more storyline.
Still wouldn't have shown up at the funeral.
Well, According to him, he wasn't even married to Brooke. Did you catch that last week when he was talking about the women he was married
to?
He was talking about the women he mentions only the ones that are on the show.
Brooke, exactly.
He only mentions the ones that are currently on the show. He mentions.
No, but he's mentioned Dixie.
No. He didn't mention. There was
remember when he pulled out the albums. He mentioned Dixie.
All right, he mentioned it, but he didn't mention Brooke.
Of course not. I bet you anything that there
and he didn't
rule.
Mention Gloria. He didn't mention Gloria either. Room. He didn't mention Gloria right. either.
I bet you anything. There's a sign in the writer's room from Mr. Brian Franz and Miss Julie Hannon, crap others, that says, do not ever mention Brooke English on this show.
Well, look.
I bet you she was banned, just like Kathy Griffin was banned from The View.
Is that what happened, Kathy Griffin?
She thinks so, but it wasn't. Because she was on the other day.
She's so silly, Kathy Griffin. I love her.
You people, for those of you that watch The View, because I do, I watch the whole ABC lineup from morning to night. LaToya Jackson was supposed to co-host for the rest of this week, and she didn't show up on Friday. I think there's a little bit of drama there. What do you think?
She's a mess, LaToya Jackson.
Jeffrey Ross roasted her.
Uh-huh.
And she got insulted. He was on, he wrote a book about roasts. He's the most famous roaster, people. He's the one that's always on Dancing with the Stars doing the roast.
Uh-huh.
And he said to her, he said, for example, LaToya, if I was going to roast you, I would say, you know, thanks for dressing, thanks, you look beautiful, LaToya. Thanks for dressing like a hooker from Battlestar Galactica.
I like that.
She got so pissed. She went pale. She's already fair and she went even paler.
You know, I saw...
And then she said, but I'm insulted.
Wait, she just did an interview with somebody.
Barbara Walters.
Yes, I saw the clip for that. And I gotta tell you, she's not aging well. She looked really like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, she does. But remember the rumors that she was Michael Jackson?
Well, now we know she's not.
Do we need to talk about All My Children this week?
No, I was gonna segue into that, but you like segued out. But
sorry.
I gotta tell you,
it's impromptu.
We fly by the seat of the pants. I gotta tell you guys, Lord, where do I begin? Okay, I'm gonna just say this. In all the years that I watched All My Children, and as many times as Megan McTavish has taken this show down, I never thought that this show could get any worse until now. This is by far the worst. I mean, there's not enough preparation to prep me for this fiasco of this dance-a-thon. I mean, Thursday and Friday were two of the most unwatchable episodes I ever saw in my life of watching daytime. We are entering passions territory.
They were so unwatchable, I didn't even watch on Friday.
I can't believe you're admitting that to them.
I'm honest with you. I can't lie to the people.
Let me tell you something. You didn't miss much. It was just nothing but more nonsense to follow what happened Thursday. And I'm really disgusted. I mean, because yes, there was Mateo and Haley in the Lost in Space tubes. There was Haley and Mateo doing the Macarena at the SOS. There was Dixie dying by pancakes in the Satin Slayer. But this by far is the worst piece of crap that I have ever seen. The dance thing.
I don't know if it's the worst.
It makes absolutely no sense. Nothing about it is entertaining. The thing that amazes me is that I actually think that the writers on All My Children think that they're actually clever at doing the like double entendre, making. There's a difference between people laughing at you and laughing with you. We're not laughing with you. We laugh with One Life to Live. When David Vickers says something that's really funny and sarcastic, or just like, did you see this week's episode of One Life to Live where he was on the phone with his agent, and he goes and he looks around at all the extras on the background of the diner, and he's like, tell them I'm even available for daytime extra work. That's funny. That's funny. But when he asked
Dorian, and I freaking loved it, when he was going to help Dorian with the mayor campaign, and you see them in the background in the police station, and she goes, he's like, come on, Dorian. He goes, no, David, I cannot give you a private plane. This is a local election.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is characters acting within character, you know what I mean? Saying things that would make sense because that's who their characters are. On All My Children, everybody's become a caricature. I'm sorry, I take that back because that's not even true. There is no characterization. That's the problem with All My Children right now. These people are behaving and doing things that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. I mean, A perfect example is the way Friday's episode ended. And I can talk about this because you didn't see it, so you don't even know what happened. I'm going to explain this.
I have no idea.
You're going to love this. A year ago, we were introduced to Miss Taylor. What is her last name now? Is it McBride? They changed it. No, it's Taylor Crawford? No, that's the ex-host.
That's Haley Vaughn.
I think her original name was Taylor McBride. I don't know what it is now. I was like, Taylor Crawford. And then I'm like, no, that's the ex-host.
I don't really even care what her last name is.
Anyway, last year we were introduced to Taylor, who was this basic butch wanting to go back to the army kind of woman. She was fierce. She had no makeup on. She was tough. She didn't know how to dress. She didn't feel comfortable being in there. They brought her to Fusion for the first time, and she murdered this pimp in the bathroom. This Friday, she was taken out by Madison.
Madison, people.
Madison beat the shit out of Taylor in the bathroom
of
Fusion.
Madison, obviously was having her period very heavily.
Madison, who got the upper hand. She must have brought that thing that she killed her husband with from the hotel.
What? Madison, who was having her period very heavily in the bathroom.
Well,
I copied that from Shadow.
Yes!
I have to give credit.
Shadow, did you read what Shadow wrote in the blog?
Because, people, this week, one of the things I actually did have the misfortune of seeing was being in the bathroom with little Emma, which was adorable. And then she walks out and she has a vision and blood is running down the toilet stall.
They were having a Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret moment. Opal's going through the change and Emma's going in her period.
Her first period.
Oh my God, it was so... And then the lie was perfect. Opal's like, oh no, not again. And I was just like,
no, not again.
And that was my thoughts exactly. I was like, oh no, here we go. Another horrible Chuck Pratt storyline. What?
Do you think that Chuck Pratt writes this on the page in big capital letters and says, all of a sudden, blood starts dripping down the toilet stall?
I believe it.
Do you think that he thinks that's a good idea?
I think he's brilliant. Where are the ladies from Pratt Falls? Why are we not seeing more? You got a lot of material,
they're
ladies.
Twittering. If you were on Twitter, you would know.
I can't Twitter. Like I want them to do their awesome. I want them to do their thingamajiggy.
They're
I love
hysterical.
Their thing. I love those girls. They should be writing all my children. They're clever.
I agree.
Oh, did you? I was on WeLoveSoap.net last night. Girl, I love that site. Oh my God, Scandal. Did you hear the latest?
No.
Supposedly, now this is according to WeLoveSoap.net. Supposedly, now they're saying that Susan Lucci, Thorsten K, and Alicia Minshew will be staying on All My Children, but that ABC's caved in, and supposedly they're gonna fly them in to LA to shoot like all their scenes, like I guess at the beginning of the month, and then they'll have the rest of the month off or something like that. Some kind of because they supposedly ABC was not gonna budge on that because they were like no, because that's what they told Andrea Evans last year.
You and I know, as we mentioned in our blog posting last week, that the main factor of this move was to save money by forcing
the veterans
out so that they wouldn't have to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and now, and also we listen, as I said, that Jill Larson is not, because she's not on contract, which is what I told you guys. She's not invited. But Ms. Larson said...
Did they put her on contract?
No, she's not on contract.
What did she say?
It's only contract people that are... She's willing to fly out there to work. I guess Ms. Jill Larson's hurting for money.
Because they're not going to pay for her.
They're not
going to
pay for
her.
No, yeah. She's willing to go out there when they need her.
She should not be.
She should not be. But you know what? ABC don't care because they want her gone anyway. That's one of the reasons they're doing stuff like this. Now they have an excuse why we can't afford to fly Jill Larson.
But
she's not on
contract.
But you know
how bad the writing is going to be when they have to depend on, they have to call Jill Larson and say, are you going to be here this day? And then
yeah,
they have to alter the storyline whether or not she can or can't be
there. But they're not going to do that. That's what I'm saying. This is their way of getting rid of Opal. So the fans, in their minds, they think we're not going
to
get upset.
We got to talk to Jill. We got to talk to her. Help me out here.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Jill Larson, baby, you are one of the most talented and most underrated and underused actresses on daytime television. Girl, you are an older lady now. Not older, but you're
a lady of a certain age. A woman of a certain age.
Is she like, she probably in 40s, 50s, 40s?
Yeah, she's probably up there.
You're up there. You got kids. I know you got at least one kid, right?
You should adopt a little Asian girl.
You got a little Asian girl, all right?
What?
I'm talking to Jill Larson here, right? You got a little Asian girl. You got a family here. You got a life here. You got incredible ability. Do not cheapen yourself by sticking with a show that ain't sticking by you. It's like if a man don't want you, then you leave. You don't stay. You don't pine away for him. You don't wait for him to do something to do right by you. He ain't gonna do right by you. Have self-respect, Jill Larson. Leave the show. It sucks. It doesn't deserve you.
See if Frank Valenti will bring you back as Ursula.
Valentini.
Oh, is that how you pronounce
yes.
it?
Yes. We always get it wrong.
Look, listen. I don't have a ring on my finger yet, so until I get that ring on my finger, I'm not going to pronounce it right.
Anyway, long story short, Jill Larson, you go, girl. You can get something else, something better.
I'm saying she should bring her back as Ursula on One Eye to Live. She was Ursula on One Eye to Live first.
I'm dying for Torsten K to leave all my children. I know people. I sound like a traitor. I have a show called The Pie Daddy Podcast, and I'm rooting for Torsten to go to One Life to Live.
I would live for. And for those of you who don't know, his character on One Life to Live was nothing like Zack Slater, and his character is nothing like John McMahon. He read poetry. He was a very, very loving. He was nothing.
Brown penny.
Yeah, he was not. Because the people in the blog are like, oh, we don't need another John McBain or, oh. No. His character on One Life to Live was great.
His poetry was the inspiration for the ending of our program. Here's a little something just for you. Because we came across readings of his poetry from the show.
Well,
and they were so funny and comical that we put them on the show.
Well, supposedly I heard, I don't know if it's true if I heard right, but supposedly the poem, do you remember on One Night to Live, the poem that
Cole read,
that's supposedly Thorsten wrote that.
I believe it.
You know, so that's it. I still say that right now it would be the hottest thing to bring Thorsten K back as Patrick Thornhart.
I would love it. Especially because, now, because you got Taya with Ross Rayburn, which you saw coming a mile away.
What?
Not Taya, I'm sorry, Blair with Ross Ooh. Rayburn.
That was hot. Did you see that Friday?
I loved it.
Let me tell you something. That's how you do hot. They had this has been going on since they met, this kind of unset thing.
Don't and you she love went Ross to Rayburn? Like the character? He's got that character already to a T.
You know who that is, right?
Yes, I do.
That's Jake Martin. Of course. That's my favorite Jake.
But
Michael Lowry. And you know what? Michael Lowry, you're aging beautifully. I'd still lick you all over. Woo! He's so hot.
Yeah, but if you lick about his legs, you might get like an itchy tongue.
No. I know. He's all manly. I love that. I love that.
He's got like a fur coat on.
Girl, I love that.
He's got a fur
coat. I like it both ways. I like it clean shaven, but I like when a man looks like a man. I'm sorry.
Now,
that's hot.
Winter's coming. You'll be very comfortable.
When she went to slap him and he grabbed her and forced her, I was like, ooh, do that to me, please.
No, but I think he's playing that character so perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's funny because when he was on All My Children, they started him off really good with Marcy Walker. Him and Marcy Walker had so much chemistry. And then, for whatever reason, they changed head writers. Megan McTavish came back, and she threw Marcy with Adam only. And the triangle broke up. And they didn't do anything with him until finally he decided to quit. And that's when they gave him meaty material. And he said, if they would have been giving me this kind of material all the time, I would have renewed my contract. So I'm glad he's on One Life to Live. I hope that they sign him, because right now he's recurring. Mm-hmm. I hope that the fans love him and they sign him. Because you know what? I am over Todd and Blair. I really am. I'm sorry. I don't believe that Blair is the love of Todd's life. I feel
did
that it's
Taya. Did you say that on the show last time when
what?
You said, or did you just tell me in person?
What?
We specifically had a conversation where you said, and I thought it was so astute, that when Todd is with Taya, he grows.
Yeah,
when
he tries
Todd
to.
Todd is with Blair, he recesses.
Because him and Blair are too much alike. I told you, the only reason the two of them hooked up was because they were both pariahs at the time. Everybody in town hated them. So they screwed around and she got pregnant.
But what I love about that is that Taya is like no saint. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, she isn't.
And she's very. She has a share of lots of different issues and she makes lots of different mistakes. But still, somehow, together, she and Todd grow.
No, they bring. They really do. And I have to give, what's his name, props. Because he's really, I don't know if you've known. Well, you said it last podcast. You said that you feel like his performance is different with Taya. Like, he seems rejuvenated and he seems to be going different places with his acting. And
you know
the thing that I love about it, and I don't know if this is him or the writers, but I also feel like Todd is being Todd now.
Yeah.
Because when he first started, the thing that amazed me about his performance was that I saw Todd. I'm not saying Roger Howarth per se. I didn't feel like he was imitating Roger Howarth.
The essence
of Todd. And now I feel that with Taya, the essence of Todd is back for some reason, whether it's his acting or the writing, but that's Todd.
Well, I wanted to take a moment to give our listeners and our bloggers some credit, some special credit, because while we've been sort of, you know, on and off, they have been blazing on the blog. And with the astute commentary, I was actually walking with Carlos and the kids last night. I was thinking how smart our readers and our listeners are, and some of the comments they made. But I wanted to read this one. Our friend Amphitryon.
Mm.
I think that means something, but I'm not smart enough to know what it means.
Well, amphibian, right?
No,
something aqua Amphitryon. Or. Is that his picture?
He's adorable. Look how gorgeous he is.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous. Anyway, he, Shadow, Terry, Laura, all of our bloggers. Casey Shameless, Dancing Elf, all of our
Casey
bloggers.
Casey Shameless is back. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Casey. So listen, Amphitryon was commenting about how the ridiculosity of All My Children and the dance, you know, the dance idea, the dance-a-thon that you people know that they're having right now. And he says there is no reason Erica would be interested in Ryan, no reason a TV station would be broadcasting a dance marathon, no reason Kendall would forget and then remember and then forget to remember killing someone she never killed, no reason a house-arrested felon and a cancer patient would be dancing the night away in a cosmetics company's bar for starving kids in Africa. I love these characters and most of these actors, but this show is beyond convoluted. That's it in a nutshell. And that's just like recent happenings.
And that's only the tip of the iceberg. This goes back to I was telling you about. It's bad writing. There's no characterization. Look, I'm gonna put it down like this. How the whole thing with Taylor is a perfect example. The fact that Taylor was taken out by Madison makes absolutely no sense. The fact that Madison is being hunted down and she's able to go to Fusion. How does she even know to go to Fusion?
Yeah.
Like, it just, everything about this storyline makes no sense. I mean, Stephanie Gerbosch is fabulous as Madison, and Madison could have been a really good character, but they messed it up. He's turning this show into Melrose Place.
I don't see how Madison could have ever been a good character.
No. If they wouldn't have written it one-dimensional, yes, because the actress is good and the idea of the character. No, they're writing it one-dimensional, though.
I'm sorry.
The character could have been good if you put some depth to it. If you would have played her as the poor woman whose husband never really loved her, if something would have developed over time between her and Frankie, Frankie would have turned to her. But right now, you made her a caricature. She murdered her husband. How are you going to write her out of that? She murdered the man. She's a psychopath now. You see where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
So you sacrifice what could have been a good character on the canvas. Because I like her with Frankie. I like her with Frankie a hell of a lot more than I like Frankie and Randy. And that's another thing. Let's talk about Frankie and Randy and everything they've been through in the last 2 months. No follow-through, Chuck Pratt, on your writing. Frankie comes back from the war, all hurt. We see him upset for a couple of minutes, and then he's fine with it. Then Randy loses a baby. She's upset for a few minutes, and then she finds a baby. Then she's upset for another few minutes, and then she's fine. Now her and Frankie are together dancing like if they had no marital problems because they talked for 2 seconds on one episode and everything's okay.
Because Chuck Pratt writes the way he makes love at breakneck speed.
I'm remembering the old days of All My Children when Paul and Anne were married and Anne lost the baby and how months and months of her losing her mind because her baby died of crib death. That's the All My Children I want.
That's the All My Children I want. Without a doubt.
Okay? That's my All My Children, not this crap.
Well, not to mention,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Whatever. I can't. You know, it's so funny. I was thinking to myself the other day, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? You know, about AMC. Like, it was funny because I was watching One Life to Live and I was seeing all these things that would be so much fun to, like, comment on.
Yeah.
Like, all the blood. There's a lot of blood on One Life to Live. They may have budget issues at One Life to Live,
but you would never know. You would never know.
It's certainly not in the blood department. Fake blood department.
It's not in any department. But you look at the sets, there's all these different sets, there's all these principals. Every day you see, like, most of the cast.
But my point is, like, I'm starting to think more about that show than this show. This show, All My Children, is so down right now. That's almost not even any fun to make fun of it.
Like, yeah.
Because so much happens that's dumb and stupid. It's not even fun anymore. Like, everybody's way ahead of us because all of it is so damn stupid. I feel guilty talking shit about it. It's like kicking a leper.
I mean, all right, another example of bad writing. How many times can we see the same? Since Kendall's been in that room, we have had the same situation happen almost every day.
Somebody
comes really close to discovering she's there.
And Kendall
it's the same scene.
And Kendall acts like a brat.
And she's at the and they're regressing the character. Alicia, I love you, but even you can't save this storyline. They're making your character seem like an immature child.
She has a different type of television every day. One day she has a huge, giant HD plasma. The next day it's a computer. The next day it's a small, little black and white. How many different TVs can you have?
Oh, it's just really, this whole thing of her being, I just keep thinking of, what's that song by R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet? That's what it reminds me of. It's so dumb. Like, I just can't get over it. Liza, oh my God. I'm sorry. This is not Liza Kobe. Liza Kobe would not be dancing like a hooker. Did you see JB? Did you see that was Thursday? Did you see that when Jamie Lunar was dancing with Zach and she grabbed Zach like
dancing like a hooah.
Like she was acting like Zach was like a stripper pole and she was all over him going down swinging her hair.
She's a hot tranny mess.
She is a hot tranny mess.
Yeah, she's a hot tranny mess.
She really is.
I loved it though. There was two things I loved. I love when Erica was talking to Zach and he said something about. Did he say something about loose something? Loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about being a loose cannon, being a loose cannon, or somebody being a loose cannon. And Erica says, well, Liza's just loose. And I thought, that's an accurate description of this particular Liza.
Right.
Not the other
But
Liza.
Not our Liza. Not the real Liza Kobe.
But I did love, there was one moment in that dance-a-thon I loved.
What?
When Erica faked her ankle injury. Okay? She limps out. Miss Erica K. Miss Susan Lucci is so beautiful and brilliant. She limps out of the dance floor like she's all hurt. And then once she gets past the door, she straightens up and she walks out, prances out, and tosses her hair back. It reminded me of Kevin Spacey when he played that guy in The Usual Suspects. Remember? He played that loser guy, and then all of a sudden he morphs into the real powerful guy. Mm-hmm. It was just like that. It was awesome.
It was her way of saying, you know what, Chuck Pratt? I am not going to be doing this stupid storyline for 2 weeks. Get me out in the first episode.
Oh,
I mean, who had the best week ever on All My Children? Bobby Eakes, because she wasn't involved in this storyline. Smart woman.
I'm sorry about my coffee breath, by the way.
She is always so worried about her. Your breath is fine.
Coffee.
She's crazy.
Even though I'm
you
breastfeeding.
So like,
listen, ladies, if you are breastfeeding, you may have up to
so
one cup of coffee a day.
Insane about this. Anyway. Let's talk about more about the dad. First of all, there was a lot of comments.
About Jesse slapping Angie's ass? He's shaking his head. The viewers can't hear you shaking your head and rolling your
it
eyes.
It was stereotypical. Why did the black man have to be like that? Because they're black, they have to be all like getting all like, you know what I mean? All freaky, well, doing the butt. Yeah, like, it was so bizarre.
This dance-a-thon had the worst dancers.
No, that's what I want to comment on, because somebody in the blog would say that. I got to be honest. From what I understand about when they shoot stuff
there's
like
no
this,
music.
There's no music, people.
Not one
they
drop.
They can't use music because they need to get the actor's lines. So what they do is they just tell them to dance. And so these people don't know what they're dancing to. So
if
they're
anybody
just,
from All My Children is listening.
Because did you ever notice that some people are dancing slow, others are dancing fast?
I was going to say that. You had this white girl in the back all like hustle bustle. And then there's other couples like slow dancing.
And then I love the fact that there were so many Broadway queens in the back. I know so many of those guys from there. Those guys are all chorus boys. So they're all professional dancers. And they're doing extra. Honey.
Oh,
you work at night doing a play that you're not making that much money being a back dancer in the Beauty and the Beast. You're not
That's
making
true.
That much money, girl.
That's
they
true.
Need to, they need to work during the day. But it just was amazing. There were so many queens from the show, from the Broadway theater in the background dancing. And I know one in particular. I won't mention his name. I can't stand him. We used to be cool, but he, you know, and when I knew him, I shouldn't even be going into this, but when I knew him, he was so nice. He just came from like, I don't know, like Alabama or something. Beautiful blonde hair, sweet as can be. And boy, did he become a Chelsea queen. He fixed his teeth, got all buffed, and now he's like an arrogant little ugh. And he was the main focus. Every time the camera was on him, the camera was on him. I was like, ugh. Ugh, he was annoying.
Well, this is what if anybody here is listening from All My Children, this is why we are so down on the show.
I like Darby, though. Did you see Darby?
Darby's awesome.
Darby, I thought Darby and Tad had a lot more chemistry than Tad and Taylor.
You know what? Can I just tell you something?
What?
Have we said this before?
What?
Darby would be a better Liza. Don't you think?
I love that.
I'm really serious.
She's young, too.
She's
but she's classy. The thing I like about Darby is that she has
she's
this
young.
Elegance
she's
about.
Young, but
she's
she
young.
Needs, she can read.
She can.
Sort of that age.
Well, because you know what? Because she's not prancing around in like black dresses.
Right.
You know. You know. A woman could
hair.
Still. Because she's got some beautiful.
Tetas.
Yes.
Yes.
Darby has some nice. Mm-hmm. Right in there. But you could still accentuate that and look beautiful without looking slutty. See, that's what Jamie Luna does best. Jamie Luna does slutty, so better. And Liza's not a slut.
She does hot training mess best, I'm telling
you. Oh, I love that idea, Darby, that being Liza.
Well, my comment was going to be is that the reason why we are so down on you, all my children, is that you have an opportunity, every opportunity you have to be realistic, you take the dumbass, corny, cheesy, completely non-realistic route. You act at things the way a 5-year-old acts at something.
Yes, that is how I felt that All My Children was written by 5-year-olds.
By 5-year-olds.
It was no. You know what? I take that back. That's an insult. That's an insult to 5-year-olds.
5-year-olds are more creative.
That's an insult to 5-year-olds. I'm sorry. We take that back.
Because 5-year-olds,
they actually have an imagination.
They have imagination, and if you were to watch a 5-year-old play, they would be so engrossed in their own activity that you would probably start to believe what they were doing too. And this, you don't. It's like, why would some lazy ass director? I'm gonna say it. Whoever directed these episodes is lazy ass, because for you to not catch on the fact that some of the extras are dancing fast and dancing stupid, no modern type dancing, nothing like hip hop or you know, nothing modern. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like nothing realistic. There's not one thing that is realistic about this freaking dance-a-thon. Not one goddamn thing. And it bothers me.
Let me see.
Why do you do your job if you don't want to create something?
It was like torture to watch this week.
Why would you do something that you don't have a joy doing, a love doing? That's why I watch One Life to Live, and you people, I don't care if you write me. I don't hate letters. I don't care if you tell me that I'm mean about All My Children. I'm mean about it because I know what the show was. I used to live for this show. I was, you know, we didn't have VCRs back in the day. I used to pretend I was sick. Stay home and watch the show.
I used to do that too when I knew a big reveal was coming.
Thank you. I used to pretend I was sick. I would cry. I would make myself feverish. I would do all this stuff.
I cut school. See Greg bust into that chapel to stop Jenny's wedding to that guy.
Absolutely. So I don't want to hear this. One Life to Live, those people that are making that show, the people that were making Guiding Light, they cared, each one of them, about what they did and the stories they were telling.
Yep.
And making them feel as real as possible. Now, that don't mean I don't got no issues with One Life to Live. I found some real funny stuff this week on One Life to Live. But overall, there's a truth about the stories. There's a realness about the stories.
The writing is tight, people. The writing is very tight. There's never a lull. It's seamless how they go from one storyline. I will say this about All My Children. Yes. Watching Thursday's episode, not only was I embarrassed for the cast, because I really was embarrassed for the cast that they had to perform this material.
Even Melissa Claire Egan seemed off her game.
Yeah. I was embarrassed to be watching it. Yeah. I was embarrassed personally. Like, Torsten. I was like, what is this? To see them do that chicken dance or whatever that dance is called.
Freaking stupid.
That was beyond embarrassing. They looked so stupid. They may have been having fun doing it, but they looked ridiculous.
I agree.
I'm sorry, they did. It looked ridiculous that these adults would be put into this situation. It's like who in the writing team came up with this and thought that this would be a good idea?
The whole issue about the sets or whatever was the whole issue about them having to use the same set for 3 days or some crap like that.
That's the rumor I heard. But see, this goes back to the thing. Why do they have to do that? Why? Because they wasted all their budget money on two episodes with a stupid hurricane special effects. See, that's the difference between One Absolutely. Night to Live and All My Children. One Night to Live would rather tell strong storylines where the actors are acting their asses off than to need some kind of special effects.
Well, I'll tell you right now, when a couple years back, when, you know, Bianca was raped, they had an entire show in one set on that rape. I would have preferred a simple, quiet storyline in one single room, you know, if it was a meaningful, well-done thing between two people, then this crapola. It just, and I'm telling you people right now, I got two babies. I was not kidding last week when I wrote on the blog that I watch with one eye. Because it's just, I can't waste 5 hours a week on this crap. Even for you people, I love you people dearly, but I can't do it anymore. It's like, literally, it's like, the worst thing of the day that I have to do is to watch the show. And it pains me to say that. I don't feel good saying that, but that's how I feel. Meanwhile, Terry was thanking us for turning her on to One Life to Live because it's such a joy every day to watch. I'm sorry, but it is.
It was, especially this last 2 weeks. Ooh, especially the last 3 weeks.
I want to tell you about Guiding Light that I really respected.
What?
I know people didn't like the format change, but here's what I like about the format change. The format change, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, forced very realistic looking people.
Right.
All the outfits that people wore were like, didn't look like they were much more than like maybe like Target styles. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Except for maybe the rich people dressed a little bit better. But like everybody that dressed on that show dressed in a very real way. They felt like very real people to me, which I actually really enjoyed. And Springfield, is it Springfield?
Yeah.
Felt like a very real little town to me.
No, the format, you have to understand, when the format changed happened, it was very rocky at the beginning.
Yeah,
They've gotten better. And I actually have gotten used to it towards the end. Yeah, like, it didn't bother me as much. I think that they
it felt better towards the end.
I think they realized that they needed to shoot it, even though they were shooting with these handheld cameras, they needed to shoot it the way they would shoot if they had the real cameras.
Yeah.
So a lot of it went back to shooting the way it was. Also, the writing, I actually thought, I understood what they were trying to go for. They were trying to go for more realistic writing and scenes, the way two people would really talk. And I think that towards the end, it did work. A lot of what they were doing was working.
But
they didn't
have the same kind of writing, though. Like
They changed head writers.
Yeah.
Which
it got much better.
When Lori Hurst was bumped back up to co-writer to help, she's somebody who's been writing with the show for years. So she knows the history. She knows the character. See, the problem with Guiding Light when they changed format was they weren't telling stories when they changed format.
Absolutely.
They lost a lot when they changed formats. And the storylines, they were going for this kind of like Hills feel, and people don't, when you're watching a soap, you don't want that. You want a storyline. And you know, before they got threatened with cancellation, they decided to do this, to switch up, and the storylines got better, and then they were able to get Philip back, and they were really going full barrels. That's what I want to see happen on My Children. Right now, All My Children's not doing that. They're telling one storyline. They have all their chickens invested in this murder mystery of Stuart.
But Jordan, I disagree in a way, because this storyline is the flimsiest storyline because there's no plan for it.
Right, but what I'm saying is that everything segues back to that. You know what
everything
I mean?
Everything segues back to it, but what's so sad about that is that there's no story there.
Like, when you watch One
there's
Like
no
to Live...
There's no story there. There's no ending
right, there's no ending. He's writing it as he goes along.
See,
but when
seat
you
of his
watch,
pants.
But you notice that when you watch One Like to Live...
He's writing by the seat of his assless pants.
When you watch One Night to Live, do you notice that there's like several storylines?
Not only did I notice that there's several storylines, but even characters that seem that they might be more background are incorporated
in
so that they're useful.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I noticed that Natalie and Jared were losing their storyline because they'd gotten married and everything happened with Nash and blah, 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 and that was all resolved. Now they're writing them back in.
Right. This is their big storyline coming up.
So that's really interesting to me. You know, Vicky and Dorian are now back, you know, back at each other by becoming competitors for the mayor race.
But that's what I'm talking about, seamless writing, where you segue into one storyline.
Sean could have been, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sean on All My Children would have been in the back burner.
Sean wouldn't even be on the air.
He wouldn't have been on the air, let's face it. But as a bodyguard, he'd be an extra back burner.
Right.
On this show, he gets incorporated into a major storyline.
Well, look, I mean, we hadn't seen Kobe.
And if they kill him, I'll kill somebody.
We hadn't seen Kobe and Pete for the longest time.
And thank God, because you see Pete dancing? Did you see Pete dancing? What the hell was up with that? That was ridiculous.
Oh, God, I can't. All My Children, I'm...
Did you notice JR and E-Babe making out this week?
They have This is again my part. Why would you be making out in the roof of a? You know what I'm saying?
On the dance
like
floor
carrying
weird.
On like that. Like, it's one thing to be kissing, but you're not two horny 16-year-olds.
You know what?
He was lying on top of her. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever done that in public? I mean, I have, but gay men do that all the time. We do a lot worse in public. That's my one gripe with What I Like to Live this week. There is no way a gay man would have turned out having something.
I thought about you.
Even if he is in love with somebody else, if this guy
is,
he would have done it.
And then told him.
Yeah. That was my only gripe. Ron C, you should have known better. I don't care how much. Oh, that's a heterosexual thing. A gay man would have been like, okay, let's fool around.
But I'm going to go back to JR and E-Man because, and you're absolutely right. This is the thing. E-Babe. I liked her. I was never a huge fan, okay? But I liked her because they at least brought on an actress, although she was a little long in the tooth. a little toofy, if you will, a little long-necked and toofy. She could act reasonably well. Now, I'm over her. Someone pointed out in our blog, and I noticed it. Now it bugs me.
What?
She smiles every line. Mm. Every line is a smile. It's like she's breaking the news, or everything is a smile. The big toofy ass grin she got, and they dress her like a 10-year-old girl. Do you notice that? She's like olive oil. Jared's like Popeye, and she's like olive oil, and they ain't got no chemistry. Do you think they have chemistry?
No,
none.
I will say this.
What?
I think she had more chemistry with Scott, but sadly, Scott has more chemistry with Annie.
Did you see the fantasy?
Of who?
When she was fantasizing in her sleep about Scott. And she rolled over and he started making out with her.
Girl,
that was hot.
Let me tell you, the only thing going for all my children right now,
whatever your freaking name is
Adam Mayfield and Melissa Claire Egan.
I agree with you.
That is the only thing that
I agree.
When they come on the air, I'm lit.
Move the show to California and have it be just Scott and Adam.
But wait, I gotta tell you, he is the fine of the century. Because
with
not
you.
Only is and you all know
Lovely.
That I think he's hot, but you know I told you the bad
Beyond
news, right?
That.
I told you the bad
he's
news.
He's straight.
He's straight. I'm heartbroken about this.
He's straight.
But beyond the good looks, the man can really act.
He can, but not even
he can
that.
Act.
He's got that it thing, where women like him. I'm sorry, men like him. Women want to f him.
Yeah.
And he's just got this thing where you want to watch him. And even though he's a little big, he's a little Jackson-like in some of his movements. He's a little jerksy.
He's tall. He's real tall.
He's a little jerksy, though. He moves his head a
lot. No, I like him. I like him. No,
but
listen,
like... I'm not holding this because I think there's something about him that you just love him. He's just like an awesome guy.
He's really good. The character.
And he can be bad, too. That's what I love
about
him.
No, he's really good. I think he has great chemistry with David Canary. It's sad that they killed Stewart off so quickly after he came on, because I really would have loved to seen Scott and Stewart interact more. But I think that that is their saving grace right now. They have a young leading man who is of the caliber of the old timers, like a Greg, like a Jesse, like a Tad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm sorry, I know
I
that
totally
you all love
agree.
Cameron Matheson, but I have never
no.
liked Cameron Matheson.
No, our viewers do not like Cameron Matheson.
When he came
He's
on the
right
show.
Ass.
When he first came on the show with his shirt open and Gloria saw him in the emergency
that was
room,
good.
I said, you know what? This is this is the end of the end. This is the beginning of the end, because this is the first time that all my children brought a himbo on the show.
I don't
and care. A himbo he has always been.
I love
He has
him.
Always been a himbo to
loves
me.
Loves him with that girl that couldn't talk English.
Oh, she was another high. Never liked Jillian. Jillian. Elsa, her real name was like Elsa Turbavakula.
Ryan. Yeah.
I hated that story, and I hated Ryan and Jillian so much.
I loved it.
No, you know who I like?
I
like Scott and Kelsey.
Ryan.
I liked Scott and Kelsey.
I have no idea who they are.
They were on with Ryan and Jillian. How could you remember Ryan and
Jillian? I don't remember.
You remember Ryan and Jillian,
yes.
But you don't remember Scott and Kelsey?
I must have blocked them out.
Kelsey Martin, Tara's daughter.
Nope.
Scott Chandler.
Nope. I really don't. I got mommy brain. Come on now.
Did you see Mad Men?
Yes!
Did you see when they went to go see their daughter's teacher?
Yes.
Do you know who that was?
No.
Miss Abigail Spencer, Becca from All My Children.
Oh.
See? Rick. See how when you leave All My Children, you become a better actor?
You really do.
Did you know? Did you recognize?
And
I said, Ashley is going to die, because Ashley hated her on All My Children. And yet you liked her on Mad Men, because you know
she was.
Yeah. Wasn't she good?
She was great. You know who else? Dre was on Entourage.
Dre was on Entourage? Oh, I'm behind on Entourage a couple episodes.
You gotta watch Entourage
right.
last week's.
Was he good?
He was like an under five in Ari's office, but he had lines.
Was he any good?
It was five lines. I couldn't tell. He was fine.
Well, did the scene go...
No, actually it didn't, because it's the old adage, like you just said. Once you leave All My Children, you become a better actor.
It's sad but true. Look at Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
Everybody on All My Children on Young and the Restless is so
You become
fabulous.
Better. You just become better.
Girl, you need to start watching Young and the Restless. I'm telling you, I'm like this. I'm amazed. Peter Bergman is gonna get the Emmy next year. They've been giving and it's gonna be a tight race for Best Supporting Actress next year. Because as much as I love my Bree Williamson, Stacey Haduhuhuhu from Young and the Restless, Haydock, who played Hannah, who's now my Patty Williams. She's going to give Brie a run for her money. I mean, that's some sick stuff.
Wasn't
that they're
Brie
doing.
Was supporting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Best supporting.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Stacey's considered supporting on Young and the Restless. Gotcha. It's going to be a tight race between those two next year.
I have like 10 minutes because I hear babies crying. So.
Okay.
So, do we want to talk about any more about All My Children?
I think we said everything we had to say about All My Children.
Is there anything else we really need to talk about?
I'm sorry, you guys. I know you probably hate the fact that we...
I hope you're not relying on us for recaps. I ain't got much to recap.
I hope you're still listening.
I hope you're still listening.
Oh, wait. Did you see any of the new shows that premiered this week?
Like what?
Well, my One Tree Hill came back.
Nope.
Loved it.
Nope.
Loved it with Lucas and Peyton gone. I hated them.
I didn't say Parks and Recreation. I have it on the DVR.
Liz for Parks and Recreation. You know what the thing about Parks and Recreation is it's so good? Is that, what?
That's what you just said.
Oh, but I know. You know what I love about it? Is that it's, I'm not going to say that it is the most clever, rib roaring show, but see, this is what happens. The cast is so brilliant on this show that they take the material and they make the material even better than it is. Because it's okay material, but because this cast is so great. Like that Indian guy who plays her assistant.
Yes.
He is way too much. Like any other actor.
We call
could
it
not...
the shit to Shinola Awards.
No, I wouldn't even say that the material is shitty. I just think that the cast makes the material even better.
Very talented cast.
Because the material is okay, but the cast is what makes that show.
Quincy Jones' daughter.
I like her.
Overrated. And this is my problem with the genre. Because if you watch The British Office, The British Office, freaking brilliant. All right, these actors are like Shakespearean thespians, and they act as if they're being filmed, like they're normal, average people
being filmed.
The people on The Office in America and now on Parks and Recreation are too polished for a reality show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and they're not aware of the cameras. They sort of live too freely in front of the cameras, whereas real people would be more self-conscious. And that's the thing that's so brilliant about The British Office. Everybody on that show is very self-conscious about the cameras being on.
Right.
They know that they're there. So that's what I kind of don't love about the show. And I think that's what her problem is. She's a very polished actress.
Right.
But she needs to be a lot less polished. She needs to be almost like...
I hear what you say. I've never seen The British Office. I definitely will not see The American Office. It looks very stupid to me. It doesn't look like I really... I saw Community with Joel McHale. I saw 5 minutes.
Yeah, I have it on the DVR.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
No good.
You know what my problem was with it?
Joel
it was
McHale.
Exact that. No. Joel McHale's great.
He twitters
the
too.
Rest of the cast is awful.
Really?
They're not funny. I didn't find any of them funny. He is the only thing appealing, and as much as I love him, I get him in the
and
soup.
He's not always funny.
Oh, I think he is.
I don't think he's always funny.
But I
get his Twitters, and they're not funny. Joel McHale, you gotta have funny tweets.
Well, he's funny in the soup. I really
he's
don't
funny
feel
in the soup.
I really
except I did not like watching I Love Money putting pig semen into a pig's vagina.
What was this?
You didn't see it on the soup the other day? She had like they gave her all these jobs, money on I Love Money.
Uh-huh.
You know that VH1 show? I never watch people, so don't even go there. I don't watch that crap.
Oh, she was putting her hand in the...
No, she had this little squeegee thing, and she has to inseminate a pig.
Yeah.
Disgusting!
Well, that's the soup for you. But anyway, I saw The Vampire Diaries.
They're trying to be True Blood.
Oh, God, it was awful. Uh-huh. I can't believe that people tuned into that. Like, it was so bad.
What else did you see?
All right, I saw The Vampire Diaries. I saw the new Melrose Place. Colin, I wish you the best. The ratings are really low. Every week they're getting lower and lower. I don't
Colin,
think...
Colin, you keep taking showers, the ratings will go up.
I didn't like it. It was my same problem with 90210. I'm tuning in...
90210.
Whatever. I'm tuning in to see the old timers, not the Yeezy's young kids. I didn't know Laura Layton was a guest star. I didn't know that
Wasn't she killed?
Yeah, she was killed in the first episode. It's like, I thought Sydney was going to be like a regular. I don't, the problem with these new WB shows, I gotta tell you, the guys can act, like Colin's great, Michael Ratty, who I want to marry, he's great. The women they're getting are horrible. You talk about the girl, the lead girl on Vampire Diaries, she makes Randy look like Meryl Streep. She is beyond Dead Behind the Eyes. We'd have to come up with a new concept for Dead Behind the Eyes. That's how bad this girl is. And she's the lead role.
That's my problem with Glee.
And then they got a new, wait.
I knew he was going to stop. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Then they got a new girl. I mean, another girl on the show, on Vampire Diaries, there's a teenager. She looks like she's 50. I swear to you, not a good Susan Lucci 50.
I tried to watch the 90210 when it came back like a year ago or whatever.
I couldn't get into it.
It was horrible.
I only liked when Shannon was on.
It was horrible. You know why? Because it was so like scrubbed up, cleaned up. All these kids that go to high school, they're such good kids. Meanwhile, you know, in Hollywood Hills or Beverly Hills or whatever it is, those kids ain't all scrubby-duppy. They're like, you know, they made way more sophisticated than any of us. And on this show, they were all goody two shoes, and it was so stupid.
It's you know what I did see that I liked, and I can't believe it, because the one show that I really thought I was gonna hate, and I went in there wanting to hate it because I hate Ashton Kutcher, The Beautiful Life.
I
actually got sucked into that immediately. I love the girls.
Maybe
the girls were hot.
Since you gave Dating in the Dark a chance, maybe I will give The Beautiful Life a chance.
I think they're going to re-air it tomorrow night, Sunday. I actually was amazed. I didn't want to like it. I actually just liked it.
So what did you think about Mad Men, since that's what started the whole conversation?
I think that this is a very, an interesting season for Mad Men. I think it's a very quiet season.
Yeah.
Like everything, I feel like it's the calm before the storm. I don't know why.
Yes, that's
because
a good
everything's been very, I mean, there's stuff happening, but it's all, I feel like it's, because it.
This is the word, cerebral.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm loving it. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving this season of Mad Men. But it definitely seems to be more like you're building up to something.
Yes.
It's building up to something. Yes. Something. I don't know what, but it's building. But
I still hate me some January Jones.
And how you not like Glee? Are you insane? Glee's fabulous.
I'm not loving Glee. And here's why.
Why?
I think it needs to be much more stylized in the way that Ugly Betty is stylized. I don't think it has enough style.
I understand what you're saying. Ugly Betty. The thing I love about Ugly Betty is that they shoot it like a cartoon. They shoot it like a Pedro Almodóvar film. The colors are very broad and bright, and the cinematography, the way they transfer from one scene to the other, is very creative.
Yep.
I'll agree with you on that. I think Glee could use a little more,
because I don't think the characters are realistic enough for me to buy them in the format that they're selling it.
I don't agree with you. I love the characters.
I love the characters too, but I'm not
Jane
saying
Lynch
I
is
think
amazing.
They're a little bit. I think they're a little bit two dimensional, which is okay with me. It's okay with me. That's not the problem. But for that particular format, I'd like to see it a little bigger. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I think with Glee is that it's all about the dialogue and the performances, the songs.
I wasn't laughing that much.
Oh, I laughed, girl.
I'll be honest with you.
When she told her teacher, "That wasn't me who vomited because I don't have no gag reflex," and she's like, "When you get older, that's gonna become." I could not believe they said that. I kept rewinding. I'm like, they did not let the censors get away with that.
The teacher's, is that his wife?
Yeah.
His wife? Like, she's like so unrealistic to me.
I love her.
Okay, but
I love Glee. Glee does no wrong.
Why is he with her? You know what I'm saying?
Because that's his childhood sweetheart. They established that.
I'm not into it, baby. I'm not, if I don't laugh out loud, then I'm lost a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm hoping that Modern Family and The Middle make me laugh out loud.
I think the ABC lineup Wednesday is going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to
it.
Cougar Town, Modern Family looks awesome. Cougar Town, the only one that I'm not too sure about is that Kelsey Grammer thing. That little trailer I saw didn't really grab me, but I'm looking forward. I'm going to give Eastwick a chance.
Okay.
I'm looking forward
Eastwick
to this.
Eastwick has that guy from Slings and Arrows. I love it.
Yes. Your kids are
My
crying. We got
to
go.
Like crazy, but we didn't talk about One Life to Live. Let's talk about One Life to Live. What do you say?
I got to tell you, Ronci, I know you don't probably listen to our show, but you should, because we praise you a lot. I think
if you're ever having a bad day, Ronci, just pop in the Pine Valley podcast.
Podcast, because I got to
adore you.
Let me tell you something. He has been on, him and his writing team have been on full cylinders this last few weeks. I mean, the show has been like heart stomping. You cannot miss an episode, because if you miss an episode, you're missing something. I mean, it has been full. Like, there is no lull. It is their job
every
episode. Like, it's like every episode.
Unlike all my children.
Every episode leaves you waiting to see. Like, you don't want the show to end. You're like, no, no.
I'm always surprised.
I mean, I'm
always
amazed. Always amazed. And I gotta tell you, it's almost close to flawless. I honestly I'm in love with the show right now. I think it's hot, it's interesting, it's riveting. The way you go from one episode getting you close to tears. I mean,
I was laughing a little bit at how injured Jared was and how
unrealistic. Yeah,
Natalie seems.
I'm not a big Jared and Natalie fan. Like, if they were to write those two, I would have rather they wrote those two off and kept Michael and Marcy on. Honestly, that's just my opinion.
Without a doubt.
I haven't liked Natalie since she first came on. When she first came on, she was interesting because she was such a trailer trash bitch. But now she's meh, and I never liked Jared. I like Jared when they did the flashbacks.
She's better as an actor, but I still don't think she's
Yeah, I mean, to me, I wouldn't cry if they left.
No, I would cry if Greg left.
Oh, let me tell you something.
And Sean, I would cry if Sean left.
Sean, if they kill him more, I was so pissed. I'm gonna freak out. He better come out of that coma.
It made it seem like he was dead. Yes. And I was like, wait a minute. If Brian Franz is kicking him off the show, he's one of the best things on that.
He's,
show.
You know, he's not on contract. None of his family is, except for Greg. Greg is the only one on contract.
That is so.
And Greg is like the weakest one as far as I'm concerned. Greg is not bad. I like Greg. No, let me explain. I like Greg. It's just because you know actors. You know the term exterior, interior. You know actors. Certain actors like to work internally. Others like to work. He's very externally for my taste. Like everything is there. The tears are there. But I don't feel like he's vested. I don't think that it's coming from his heart.
I loved his little girly hissy fit.
Somebody mentioned it in a vlog, and that was my problem with it because
it was like
he was so butch when he knocked over the thing, and then he went, oh, his arm. He was like,
I freaking loved it.
And that's what turned me off.
I love Rachel.
Oh,
I
live for
so
Rachel.
Great.
Let me tell you something. Miss Rachel.
She's. I thought she was fantastic.
And I will say their kiss was hot.
Way hot. Holy cannoli.
Those beautiful big lips going all over the place. I was like, work. See, they don't have that at all, my children.
But see, when Frankie and Rancid kiss, it's kind of gross because they're all over. They slobber and they make noises and stuff. But when Greg and Rachel kiss, I didn't feel like that.
Well, you know what the problem with the Frankie and Rancid kiss? Rancid.
That's true. And that's one thing I didn't mention during our AMC quote-unquote recap.
Uh-huh.
Let's call it review. We can't call it recap.
Wait,
review.
Go ahead. What was your comment about her?
My comment? No. Just in general was going to be that I think that Cornelius has been, who plays Frankie, has been so OTT. Turn that damn phone off.
I thought I turned it off.
Is that Ellis? No. Ellis?
No, that's one of my clients. I'm sorry.
All right, well, listen. That's my point. My point is that Cornelius is a little OTT for me lately. Uh-huh. I'm not as big on him anymore.
I think
he's overcompensating for
Randy and the bad material. Yeah. I have to give her credit, though. She finally gave a decent performance.
On what?
When she was drugged by Madison, the fact that she was drugged and she was supposed to be dead behind the eyes, that worked for her.
I believed it.
Although, her eyes just seem dilated, but I was like, they're always like that, though.
Back to AMC for 1 second. Didn't that piss you off?
What?
Why would someone drink an opened Poland Spring
Did you see how Madison gave it to them? How stupid that was?
No, I didn't.
Frankie.
Because I didn't watch Friday's episode because it sucks.
Frankie and Ransom were asking for water earlier, and they were like, we're going to get some more. And somewhere later in the episode, they have their back turned to like the counter, and they're like, I don't know what they're watching in confusion. And the girl is putting the bottle of water, and Madison goes between the girl's arms like this to get the bottle of water to Frankie, who grabs it without turning around.
Shut up, they did not.
They did.
You're lying.
And the girl,
you're lying.
The girl that's putting the water, she never looks back. Like, and if you were putting water and somebody went under your arm to give somebody a bottle of water, would you not turn around and be like, excuse me, what are you doing? Like, no, she didn't do that.
I would be, especially as a bartender, you're worried about, like, Rohypnol, the same drug, you know what I'm saying?
It was so stupid. This is my problem with my children. I saw that, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Let's not waste time. Precious one life to live time on that.
Okay. So, wait. So, let's, Greg, Sean, the whole Evans family, Florida and James, I live for Florida and James.
But is their name really Evans?
Yeah, it's Evans.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
No, but I don't know what they're for. I'm only calling them. Well, no, we did find out her name. Her name is Felicia. The husband called her Felicia.
What's their last name?
Evans.
On the show, it's Evans.
Yes, that's why I called them Florida and James, because when they first came on, they didn't.
So for you people who didn't watch Good Times,
Good Times, their last
name is the Evans.
Yeah.
I love it.
And let me tell you something. And for those of you who were knocking Miss Destiny may not be polished, but Miss Destiny works from the heart. Those scenes with her and Matthew, you didn't like those scenes with her and Matthew?
Listen.
I'll knock you upside with this bottle of Fiji water.
I love them, but I'm going to tell you something.
What?
I think they glycerined her like crazy.
No.
I think they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
There's no way.
Mm-mm.
The little girl's not an actress, really.
I disagree. I don't think. I loved her. I loved her and Matthew. I thought when he fell out of his chair.
Listen, I cried. I had tears pouring down my eyes. I was embarrassed because I was with Princess, and she's like, why are you crying? And I was like, this is so beautiful. It's so amazing. I cried like a little tiny child.
I
want to
meet Princess.
But Princess is awesome. But Princess washes my kids' clothes and puts them away exactly where I want them. I swear to God, she's amazing. Anyway, long story short, I thought it was beautiful and I adored it. But I did find myself wondering if they glistened her.
I don't think so.
So many tears on her face.
No, because she was starting to cry towards the last scene beforehand.
Yeah, she did beautiful.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. And I love me Mr. and Mrs. Evans. Oh, they need to put Mr. and Mrs. Evans on contract.
Yeah, I loved it
too. They need to get the... You need... I know they're not going to because... But you know what? You need that...
Heart.
You need that heart, that patriarch, mm-hmm. matriarch of the show, like the Martins, you know?
You know what
like,
I
think that's what's missing about all my children right now. All this stuff that Jake's you going think? Through in the old days, Ruth and Joe would be there for him to soundboard
it's
off of.
It's not even worth commentary.
That's what
I'm
soaps
sorry.
Need that.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It's not even worth commentary because it's so blaringly obvious. What?
Brody and Jessica. Oh my God. Oh. How hot was Brody and Jessica?
First of all, I will reiterate.
How hot was Brody
in the scuba suit?
He looked like a superhero.
And
I was like, oh.
Shanked? I was like, holy.
Oh, that was
I didn't
hot.
See that coming.
That was hot. I knew because I saw the commercial. And I told
I
you
didn't
know what was going to happen.
Coming.
They did that so well.
But can I tell you, this is the other thing I love about One Life to Live. I mentioned it before. The blood. It reminds me of a Spanish telenovela.
Mm-hmm.
When people get hit or hurt in a novela, there's blood
everywhere.
And like on all my children, Babe gets she starts bleeding from her ass or something like that, and it's like a trickle of blood and she's dead. Like, they don't even try on my children to make it realistic. On Sean, when Sean got shot on One Life to Live, there was a
blood
giant
everywhere.
Pool of blood everywhere. And the same thing with Brody when he got shanked, and the same thing with Jared when he got beat up, blood everywhere. And Todd, when Todd
Ooh,
got the crack kick at him,
yeah.
He's still a hot mess.
That was my only complaint. Those wounds vanished too quickly.
I know, that's what Carlos said.
Because they were severe. They gave him a beating and a half.
Yeah.
But see, I like that because you know what? That's the way it really would happen. They would beat your ass down like that.
Yeah.
These are criminals.
Absolutely.
I thought all that thing, that them storming the house, the fact that Dorian and Todd were responsible for Cole's cover being blown, that was an interesting, nice twist and turns.
Scene.
Dorian having to swallow her pride. That was very... See, I love the fact that Dorian admitted to it because she could have lied. She could have kept... But she told... And she said it. She goes... She tells Star, as much as I would love to blame your father for everything, she owned up to it. See, that's good writing.
When I used to watch from like... the outside, like I wasn't watching the show, I just watched the commercials. I always wondered like what the big deal was about Robin Strasser, you know.
Sure,
can I say, ever since I started watching the show, every time I just light up when I see her on the screen. She is so funny. That character, she has that character so perfect.
And
Dorian
the choices
lives life hard.
And the choices that she makes as an actor. Like
when Vicky was
going off on her, and she's at the podium and she's just looking at her, like nodding her head and smiling.
I know.
Like it was just, like not giving her a bitchy look. She's like,
one of my favorite moments of Dorian this year was the most subtle moment that nobody probably would even remember. It was when they were at the board meeting. The mayor was there and they were trying to I'm forgetting. Remember they were at the board and they were reviewing somebody to see if...
Marty.
They're making comments about Marty and Dorian is just sitting there like rolling her eyes and just like, you can see she's agreeing with every word and trying to be above it all, you know? And I just thought it was so beautiful and brilliant and subtle, and I loved it.
It's really good. David Vickers is amazing.
Oh,
Tuck Watkins
so
is amazing.
Funny.
Those scenes with him and Bo, the fact that he was able to finally get Bo, like when he pinned that on Bo, I cried.
Yeah.
When he pinned that on Bo, he said, because I know you're not going to give yourself this. And the pride, like Bob Woods is such a great actor. There's something about these actors. The veterans, they've been on it for years. They know how to work it.
Yeah.
And he does. And again, brilliant writing. I don't know because you don't know the history of the show. I love, this is how good Ron sees. There was this scene where Taya and Blair were going at it and Todd.
Mm.
And Taya was talking to Blair about the fact that she was married so many times, and she mentioned Asa, and Blair goes, well, that doesn't even count. I was a totally different person then. A different actress played Blair. Cassie Wesley's not the first Blair.
Right. Yeah,
the first Blair was Asian.
Yeah.
So, and then it was great because then Todd goes, well, who was it? Because he also wasn't the original Todd.
Oh my
so
God,
I
you catch
see, that's
that.
That's a classy, that's funny. That's a wink, wink.
But even all of the Tuck Watkins, all of the David Vickers stuff where he was doing the reality show and he was recounting all the cast's history and how crazy it was. I loved all that.
It's just because it's brilliant.
Like poking fun of yourself, you know. It's not taking yourself too seriously. And that's the thing. I think. I bet you anything that piece of crap Chuck Pratt takes himself so freaking seriously.
Oh, he probably thinks he's writing like the next War and Peace. I will say this. I actually... As much as I don't, I'm kind of tired of the whole gay coming out storyline because I think enough is enough. Let's have gay people as just regular people having real storylines. But
all
I gotta
right,
say,
I see, I hear you.
I gotta say though that I like this storyline. I really enjoyed it. I think it's again what I've always heard. It's about how you put your little twist on it, and I think the whole fact that you didn't like it.
No, I.
You didn't like his mother.
No.
What?
I'm gonna say something that. The Kish fans are not going to like.
What?
I don't think the actor that plays Oliver Fish is strong enough to execute the storyline. I think the actor that plays Kyle is brilliant and very good at the storyline. But when I saw the actor that plays Oliver Fish coming out to his parents, I didn't believe it. It didn't build for me the right way. The reveal wasn't emotional enough. This guy would be, if his parents were really the way they were, he would be a freaking nervous, freaking crying wreck mess. Hearing his parents say all those homophobic things and then having to tell them the next second, I think he's a little weak for me as an actor. Discuss. Oh my God, they can't hear your faces.
I agree.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I think he's hot. I think that he was brilliant for the stuff that they've been giving him beforehand.
Yes.
I have to agree with Ashley. I do think, I mean, first of all, he was crying and there were no tears coming out.
Yeah.
Why they hired his, that's his real mother who plays his
really?
Mother in the show. And
oh, yeah,
I'm sorry,
he has
but
a famous brother, right?
Yeah, his brother is Chris Evans, the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four movies.
Oh my God.
And I'm sorry, Mrs. Evans. I didn't think she was that great.
I'm like,
I don't know what possessed them. I mean, it'd be one thing if his mother was an actress. I don't know, maybe she is an actress, but soap operas, community theater, big difference. Sorry.
Oh, that's
horrible. But I have to agree, and I think,
but
you know, he's not even on contract. That's the thing.
Wow.
Kyle is on contract. And
that's really interesting.
And I think
I thought Oliver was in the opening credits.
No, Oliver's
not
in the opening credits. And the thing that's really bad, that I feel really bad about, is that I like the character Kyle. I like the fact that there's a gay character that isn't like, because usually when gay characters come on, they're either crazy or they're like totally like saints. And here is this character that's very three-dimensional, that isn't a stereotype. And he's such a good actor because, you know, supposedly he's straight in real life, so the fact that he is obviously very comfortable. That was very hot. Like he obviously has no, like, if he is feeling uncomfortable, he doesn't let it show.
It's like James Franco
or
Sean Penn
movie. I gotta tell you, though, I like the fact that guy isn't good looking. I personally don't think that his new boyfriend's that good looking. I think I could have done a better job.
He's good, though, in the role.
No, he's good, but I don't find him attractive.
I don't think he's
I think he's very weird looking, and he has a very odd-shaped body. But, you know, but I like that. I like that they didn't go for the stereotype of getting some kind of, like, ripped, you know, looking guy. You know what I mean? Because not every gay guy is like that. I know that's the stereotype, but not every gay man is like that.
The only stereotype they had was the gay man at the gym.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, though, I'm really loving Kyle, and I hate to say it, but I do agree with you. I don't think that he's as strong as Kyle or as strong, but I think that's why you need all that other stuff going on.
And we have been gone a long time, so we haven't really covered the whole what's-her-face, the mama.
Ooh.
Christian's mama, the actress.
What did you think? I loved her.
She was great, but no, I'm sorry.
The old one,
Sandra.
Patricia Moho was the one who played it beforehand, the one that got fired.
We didn't talk about her comments to Fox News.
Oh, you saw that?
No, I read about it because you said it.
Oh, girl, I saw it, and I thought, you know what? It's like if there was ever any doubt that this was more of an issue about her having an issue with homosexuality, it's her.
It's not just the character.
That smokes and mirrors by saying that it's part of the character's makeup. No, this is your issue with it. And it's really sad. It's sad that in this day and age, someone would, you know, I'm not saying that you gotta, if you don't feel it, that's fine. But you're an actress on a show. What about the rape? You didn't protest to that. You know what I mean? You don't protest to other stuff that's going on, but the gay stuff you protest. This is my problem with actors when they say stuff like that.
how could you be an actor and
you have no problem playing a child molester, but you're okay with you're not okay with playing
how
a gay
you
person?
Be an actor and only want to play certain things. If you're an actor, you want to play everything. You want to play whatever happens in life.
As long as it's good, as long as it's well written, as long as it's well written,
exactly.
You know, and the thing again, I just was very disturbing to hear her comments because. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was raised in a very open environment. My parents were from Puerto Rico, but they were hippies, and like I was raised not to believe in hate.
Listen,
you know.
Listen, I was unfortunately. I have some family members that are not into homosexuality. If you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
They have a very homophobic view of it. So I understand what she's saying because some Latinos do, but I don't think it's. I think it's just like any other group. You have people who. Are liberal and you have people who are, you know, a little more conservative.
And getting on that point, that's the other thing that annoys me about her is that she's speaking, saying about how Latin women or Latin women this and that. And you're not even Latin, lady. She's not Latin.
Wow.
You didn't know that? She's not Latin.
That would piss me off.
She's like, I don't know, she's like Portuguese or something. She's not
there
Latina.
There are a lot of Latinas who are very, very
And that is a very, that is a very narrow stereotype to say that Latin people
she's
have...
she's stereotyping us.
Yeah. Like to say that Latin people are... Latin people, just like white people and black people, some people are okay. There's some people that are okay with gays, some people are not. It's a stereotype that they say that all Latins have an issue with homosexuality. That's bullshit.
That is absolute crap.
Can I say the BS word? Okay.
Yes.
That's bullshit. I am. You know what? I'm glad that Sandra Santiago. You know what? Cassandra's really Latin. She's Puerto Rican. I'm happy she's playing it. And I admire her.
I wasn't in love, but that's all right.
But yeah, but you got to remember, she got the part.
She's too young.
Like,
she's too young for the role. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but she got the part. Like, oh, I thought you meant her acting.
No, not so much.
You know, she got the part like the morning of. And I think she did a bang up job considering that she had no rehearsal time.
They need
and
to
stuff.
Age her. They need to age her outfits because she's too. I know.
Well,
she's
I mean,
young
we haven't seen her since then. I hope they're gonna bring her back.
And a little more.
You know what I would love?
More matronly. I'm sorry, but I think that character is a little more matronly.
You know what I would love?
What?
I would love, because, you know, I don't know if you noticed that Kimmy hasn't met most of the people in Landview.
Oh, I got to tell you about Kimmy. Go ahead.
I would love for Kimmy to bump into Taya and for Kimmy to be a Delgado. Because, you know, Taya has a bunch of relatives.
Oh, that would be fun.
I think they need to bring the Delgado family on.
Wouldn't
it be great if Kimmy's related to, wouldn't it be great if Kimmy's related to, like, Taya?
We have a joke, me and Carlos, about Kimmy.
What?
She's a little wall-eyed. Do you know what that means? Like, she's got... Her eyeballs are sort of like on the side of her head, not in front.
I see that, yeah. I love me some Kimmy, though. She cracks me up.
We laugh at that girl.
She's funny.
She's got panoramic vision.
But you gotta admit, she's good. I like her. She's funny. You don't like her?
I love her. And I love how they do her realistically. I think it's hysterical. She's so trashy and so trampy. And I love it. And I love her. And I love that Stacey has an ally.
I love her, Stacey.
Because it makes Stacey more human. Because Stacey can admit her warts to a friend as opposed to being completely evil or whatever she is. So.
I love it.
What
else do we
love?
One Life to Live. Mad Men, One Life to Live. You need to start watching Y&R.
And Drop Dead Diva, you told me.
Oh, my God.
I heard Liza Minnelli is going to be on it.
This Sunday, tomorrow. Delta Burke and Liza Minnelli. They play sisters, I think.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, you haven't seen Drop Dead Diva yet?
No.
You know, it's the surprise of the season because I really didn't, you know, and I love when you don't go in expecting much and you wind up getting more than you expect.
Right.
You know, and I love, and the lady, the actress who plays the lead role, she reminds me of a dark-haired, heavier Bree Williamson. There's a lot of Bree in her for some reason. I see a lot of Bree in her. I love me some Bree. We didn't talk about the Emmys. Did you see the Emmys?
I did watch some of the Emmys.
Did you like it? I liked the Emmys.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was the best daytime Emmys in a long time.
You know what I enjoyed? I think I was telling Shadow. I forgot who I was telling, but I enjoyed the fashion. I thought that these ladies dressed Oscar.
Oh, no, they were... But you
Oscar
know,
worthy.
We all know who stole it, though.
Susan Lucci.
Miss Susan Lucci put all those young girls to shame. As hot as our Amanda was in that bikini.
Sandy looked incredible, too. In that blue dress.
Yes. But
they looked A-list worthy. I'm sorry. But most of them
did. But Miss Lucci was like, that was just outrageous. This woman looked
beautiful.
30 years her junior. She looks half her age. She looks gorgeous. And I got to tell you, the one thing I did find a little corny was the fashion shoot thing that they did from the different soaps.
Corny.
Even though I loved when my Brody and Jessica came out, that was hot.
Great.
But And of course, Jake and Amanda were great as James Bond.
She
and,
had
and,
not one freaking drop of cellulite.
Oh my gosh, she's
that
gorgeous.
Body. She's perfect.
But the person that saved it and stole it was, of course, Miss Lucci coming out by herself, walking that walk as a photographer, was taking right. that. Ooh, girl,
I have a question for you.
What?
Did you ever feel like our little Chrishell is a little skeeved by Ricky Paul Golden when they're on the air together? I feel like, listen, hear me out here. I feel like there's a piece of her up because she is so beautiful. And he's a little older now, and I do believe he's very straight. There are people that say that he's gay.
No,
I believe
he's straight.
He's, very
he's straight.
And I think that he is digging on Chrishell because she is perfection. And there are times where he kisses her really, really like Jake Wood, uh-huh. really enthusiastically. And I feel like I see the actress Chrishell kind of shrink back a little bit. I bet you anything he's a little grab assy.
Well, you got to remember, he's been working with Beth Ellers on Guiding Light for the last few years. So now he's finally got a hot mama. Because before
hot
he left Guiding Light, they brought that Puerto Rican girl on for him. So I'm sure he was enjoying her too. That the girl from Otalia.
Oh, that's
the Latin girl. That
oh,
was
yeah,
his
yeah.
love interest
oh,
before
amazing.
She went lesbian.
Did they ever kiss on Guiding Light?
They did kiss, but it wasn't a real passionate kiss what viewers wanted. And I won't get into
that
because that's another
Gamble?
That's another I don't know, but I won't get into that because I
didn't you think there would be a kiss for the finale for the season ending?
It's kind of hard. I do think that they should have kissed, but I think people wanted to see them like connect in a
like make love.
Yeah, like a Bianca,
yeah.
like our
oh,
Binks
yeah.
and Reese.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I think that because of the time constraints, they couldn't form it. Because remember, her character was pregnant. So who wants to see like a pregnant woman?
That
know
never
what I mean?
Stopped all my children. Amanda Did was that... having sex with Jake when she was pregnant.
I know. And,
I
was grossed out by it.
Like 2 weeks
wait,
after.
You were just pregnant. Did you have a lot of sex while you were, especially towards the end?
Do you know how many times I had sex when I was pregnant?
What? I hate to be prime, but I'm just curious because you were just pregnant.
Once, maybe, and I think I stopped him.
Was it at the beginning?
Yeah. Towards the end, forget it.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's kind of...
Granted, I had twins. I went up to almost 200 pounds, uh-huh. and I'm back down now. I lost like 70. I'm back down. But there is no way in hell, especially after you have the kid. Now, I had a C-section, so it's a little bit different, but even so, he's not touching me yet.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because
I was kind of.
Your body is recuperating. It's
like,
only 3 months.
Like, if I had a wife, she was. I couldn't. Like, my kids are in there.
No.
How could I do that?
And plus, it's something that shuts off. A woman stops producing certain hormones that make a man want to have sex with her. So it's like you don't even want to have
so
sex.
So that's what I say. Like, so I don't see, like. You gotta understand.
Nobody can.
These two
the
women
fact
have.
That Amanda was having sex with Jake, like, 2 weeks after she had that baby is freaking ridiculous. There's no doctor in the world that would let you do that. None. Zero.
And see, and the thing on Guiding Light was that these two women would never had an experience with another woman before. They were each other's first. So I think they would want to wait for the right moment, you know, and her character was always pregnant.
But at least an open mouth kiss.
Yeah, it would have been nice. I agree with you. No, that part, like I said, that part I agree, but I think the fans wanted more, and I don't think that there was enough time to give them that more.
I was hoping to see that on the series ending.
I thought the Guiding Light at the Emmys was really disgusting. I think they should have given them more of a longer tribute.
I didn't
like that. I did love Vanessa Williams' opening. That was hot.
Yes.
I didn't see the necessity for her doing another number with that guy from Sex and the City. No, she did a dance number with that guy from Sex and the City. It's like, what does that have to do with daytime?
Whatever.
But I think the sad thing was that, I don't know if you realize, but the daytime Emmys is more now about daytime programming, not about the soaps. It seems like that's what they're gearing to, and it seems like that's what...
Which is ridiculous because The View won for best hosts and none of them even showed up.
Yeah.
So why are you giving all this time to people that aren't even interested in
their awards? It seems like that's where this is going now. And, mm-hmm. and programming is going to doing reality shows and talk shows rather than more soaps. That's what I don't think people realize, that this Guiding Light ending is the beginning of the end for us.
Did you see how
it's
did
the beginning
you feel
of the end.
When you saw the very end of Guiding Light, it said the end.
It made me cry.
The cry, right?
It cried because, like, again, I don't know if you guys have been looking at Daytime Confidential. We love soaps.net because they've been really doing heavy coverage on this.
Very good.
And even all the reason people are talking is not just because Guiding Light's 72 years old. This is the beginning of the end for our medium people. And that's what people don't understand the seriousness. This is like a domino effect. Now that this has happened, now that the big veteran, the 72, think of it this way. It's almost like if Guiding Light was Susan Lucci. And if you got rid of Susan Lucci, then the rest of the cast goes.
Can we make a pact to not watch Let's Make a Deal?
I'm hoping that those ratings are extremely low. I hope they're lower than Guiding Light. I hope nobody tunes into it. First of all, I don't even like Wayne Brady. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't understand the appeal. I just don't see the necessity. Talk about a genre that's over game shows. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you even liked a game show?
I tell you, the only reason I watch Millionaire is because it's right before All My Children. That's the only reason.
Yeah, but that's at least something that's entertaining.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It didn't take over Soap, and so did the View.
Oh wow! I don't know.
I like the View, though. I have to say.
I don't know. I just feel like the Guiding Light ending is the beginning of the end for daytime. It's not like they're going into investing into creating any new soaps. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get rid of the ones they have.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, As the World Turns, I don't know if you know, my friend who's an actor got the new, there's this magazine that comes out that actors get with, like, I guess with the addresses for casting directors and stuff. Mm-hmm. As the World Turns isn't even listed anymore.
Are you kidding me?
So that means, well, the rumor is, they keep saying that it isn't, but everybody knows the writing on the wall for As the World Turns, that As the World Turns is the next one to go. Hmm. It's the next one to go. And ABC...
Well, let's face it should have gone instead of Guiding Light.
Yeah, it should have gone instead of Guiding Light, is exactly. And ABC is already, rumors are, and it's pissing me off, about the rumors One about One Life, that One Life to Live is next.
I'm going
to
be so pissed. And the reason, you know what they should do? I was thinking about this. This is what they should do. It's All My Children is sinking One Life. That's what's happening. Because it's the lead-in show. It's always the lead-in show. Freaking switch One Life to Live and All My Children. Have One Life to Live at 1 o'clock and then All My Children at 2.
It'd be interesting to see what would happen
because
in the
people are getting home for GH at 3 o'clock. Like right, students and stuff. Students and stuff and teachers are getting home at 3, so they'll still watch General Hospital.
But you know that One Life to Live is still higher than All My Children. All My Children is the lower one.
Get rid of it.
I mean, not by
either
much.
Either that or start the daytime at 2. Just do 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Well, the other thing that I still don't understand
is why don't they
make them back to half hours? All of them were half hours at one point.
That's right. Yeah. That's
you know?
Right. I wouldn't want a half hour One Life, though.
I wouldn't want a half hour One Life either.
Because they fill every episode so beautifully.
I know, but I you know, it just amazes me. I'm like watching Ryan's Hope, which is like a 30-year-old soap opera. Brilliantly done.
Absolutely.
Half hour, brilliantly done. I'm riveted. I'm still interested in it. Can't get enough of it.
Right.
But, yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm very sad. I really feel like my daytime's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end. And it scares me. Our little show.
Yes.
Thank you so much for bearing with us.
I hope you're still listening.
Yes, we're going to try.
I hope you are listening.
We have to do every 2 weeks if we can. It's been my fault because it's just hard.
Don't say it. She's not her fault. You got to understand the kids. We could only do it at a certain time, so it's really hard because we're limited in the time that we can get.
Yeah.
So it's also my fault because sometimes it's hard for me to. Well, I only have two choices, so
yeah.
It's not just her.
It's like that I could do it.
Yeah, and also only a certain time frame in those 2 days. So,
yes.
But you know, hopefully the kids will be up and running and they'll be talking soon, and maybe they can even join us. Wouldn't that be great when the kids
so
can talk?
Funny.
And we could get little Jesse to go, "Oh, my children sucks. Chuck Pratt sucks. Suck it, Chuck Pratt."
Little Jesse.
Suck it, Chuck Pratt.
Or how about this? Brian Franz, you're my bitch. I'll be loving it. All right, people, so listen. Thank you for listening. We hope you'll stick with us. If you want to write us, you can email us pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com or you can go to our Facebook page, the Pine Valley Podcast fan page, or even better, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Ashley Mendoza. You just got to spell it out. Or what else? You can go to the website, leave a comment on our blog. Our blog is rocking. And you know what? You don't have to just talk about All My Children. You can talk about anything in the world that you want. So go to www.pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com. Or what else? You can go to daytimeconfidential.com. We love soaps.net. They're all excellent resources for anything
soaps,
and
yes,
everything soaps.
Yes.
For your spoilers, you have to.
Nelson Broncos columns on
TV
Guy Canada. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every Friday and Monday, I think he has brand new ones. Suds Report and something else.
Without a doubt. And for your spoilers, you must go to Super Poster. He is the man. www.myspace.com/superposterofthe year or on daytimeconfidential.com. If you go to the All My Children page, you'll see his spoilers.
And write in and let them know that you're not happy with what Chuck Pratt's doing, please.
Yes.
Every little bit counts. Let them know. Let your voices be heard.
And listen.
Save our show.
Bronx Gal has an amazing petition going up. And I'm going to post it on the blog page. Because I'm trying to remember what the website is right now. And my computer is not working. So I can't open her email. Because I think, is it firepratt@aol.com?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
And, you know, and you got to understand. I know it sounds like we're down on our children. But it's only because we love all my children so much that we don't want to see it go the way of Guiding Light. But the only way that's going to happen is that we all unite and voice our opinions and try to get this guy gone. Because I don't see one person that's raving about what Chuck Pratt's doing.
Not one.
Not one. So it's just like we got to unite. We got to somehow get the word out there and demand.
All right. I got it. It's www.petitionspot.com/petitions/firetruckpratt. That's the one you got to go to. And I'll post that link on our blog site. Thank you for sending that to us, Bronx Gal. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Here's a little something just for you.
Here we go. Everybody wants hope. Everybody clings to sex like soap on a rope. Everybody gets low. Everybody gets high. Everybody's feet are on the ground. Yeah, heads in the sky. Try letting go. Take it on faith. Take it on faith.